Nearly 250 years ago, a group of ordinary people took extraordinary steps to create a nation unlike any the world had ever seen. As the Declaration of Independence begins in 1776, when in the course of human events, those few words set into motion the world's greatest experiment in self-government, a republic grounded in fundamental rights that aren't granted, but instead protected by government. If you've visited Independence Hall in Philadelphia, you've stood in the very room where that grand experiment was first adopted. Originally the Pennsylvania State House, this Philadelphia landmark was the bastion of freedom and liberty, where leaders declared that all men are created equal and possess unalienable rights. This idea, once radical in 1776, remains powerful today. Our Commonwealth helped shape our country's most fundamental ideas. William Penn's 1680s frame of government enshrined religious freedom, making Pennsylvania a haven for those fleeing religious persecution. This diversity bred a society of freedom and civic responsibility, a culture that helped shape the documents that declared our nation free. However, liberties like these weren't handed down from on high. They grew from the bottom up, from communities where neighbors built schools, churches, businesses, civic institutions, long before the first iterations of our government could legislate. This bottom-up idea is the heart of Americans for Prosperity's One Small Step campaign. Progress follows when people step forward, take responsibility, and get to work. When you look back on human history, from harnessing flight to landing on the moon, each transformational leap began with a humble act of courage, curiosity, or conviction. That audacity, one of ordinary citizens willing to make one small step, is the engine that drives our innovation and our nation's prosperity. Today we're faced with familiar questions that plagued our founding fathers. Will we defend the freedoms passed down to us, or trade them in for stability in a world that constantly demands more government control, more spending, more rules? The founders believed in a limited government that protects the rule of law, honors individual dignity, and empowers everyday Americans. This moment on our country's 250th anniversary is a crossroads. Just as communities across Pennsylvania and America once chose liberty over control, we now choose whether to uphold those founding principles for future generations. Will we stand for accountability, for innovation, and for civic duty? Or will we let power drift toward top-down institutions that function without accountability? On this momentous anniversary year, we're asking you, what will your first step be? Will it be a conversation with a neighbor about an issue you care about, a letter to your elected official, or even joining our team as we canvass neighborhoods across the state? These small sacrifices taken together become the giant leaps of our collective history. As we reflect on our independence, past and future, from the Liberty Bell that once rang in this very state to every community forging opportunity today, remember that great leaps of freedom always start with one small step. It's incumbent upon each of us to take that first step once again. Join us as we honor our nation's history and celebrate 250 years of freedom. Learn more by heading to a250philly.com. Again, that's a250philly.com. This is Emily Bry, State Director with Americans for Prosperity, Pennsylvania.